Salties, Lakers, and a big court decision. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Invasive species can get into the Great Lakes in the ballast water of ships. There are salties, those are the ones that cross the oceans, and Lakers, those are the ones that just travel within the Great Lakes. This week, a federal appeals court ordered the Environmental Protection Agency to write new rules for all these ships. In the decision, the judges criticized the EPA for exempting Lakers from certain regulations. Robert Lewis Manning is the president of the Canadian Shipowners Association. He says salties pose a bigger risk of bringing new invaders in than his ships do. But he understands Lakers can also move invaders around the lakes once they're in.
We do understand that there is a transfer risk that can happen, and finding the right technology to address the right risk is really what we're trying to achieve as the next step.
The EPA declined to comment and sent us to the Department of Justice. A DOJ spokesman says they're reviewing the court's decision. Noah Hall joins me now to talk more about this. He's an expert on water law and a professor at Wayne State University. Noah, what does this court ruling mean on the ground?
What this court ruling does is it takes the EPA's modest and not strong enough attempt to regulate this dangerous form of pollution from ballast water from ships, which brings invasive species to the Great Lakes and other waters of the United States, and it sends it back to the drawing board. It tells the EPA that their rule is not strong enough, their rule does not comply with the Clean Water Act, it doesn't do enough to force the industry to adopt the best technology available, and it's going to force the EPA to go back and take some time and issue a better, more protective, stronger rule.
So the EPA has to write new rules on ballast water. What happens in the meantime while they're doing that?
The rule, as EPA proposed it, will remain in effect. The court could have vacated the rule while the EPA went back to work, but that would have left the Great Lakes and other waters even more vulnerable, because without a rule in effect, there'd be even less controls on pollution. So the court allows the EPA rule to remain in effect for the brief period of time it'll take the EPA to go back and do a better job.
The shipping industry has argued that stricter standards are not necessary, but the judges singled out Lakers in particular. Those are the ships that stay within the Great Lakes. And they singled out Lakers in particular for moving invasive species around the lakes. Does this court ruling mandate any particular kind of new regulation on Lakers?
Absolutely. Maybe the most important aspect of the federal court's ruling, the EPA regulations took a somewhat strict approach to the salties, the ocean-going vessels, but largely gave the Lakers a free pass. And this ruling requires the EPA to go back and subject the Lakers to the same strict standards that the EPA needs to impose on the ocean-going vessels.
Senator Marco Rubio introduced a bill this year that would make the Coast Guard the lead agency on ballast water regulation. If that bill were to pass, what effect would that have on this court decision?
That legislation, which was introduced earlier this year, would in effect exempt these vessels, both Lakers and salties, from regulation by the EPA under the Clean Water Act. It would more or less gut this decision, and it would take this entire form of pollution, take it out of the Clean Water Act regulatory scheme, which applies to all other forms of pollution, and give the shipping industry its own special, unique, free pass to avoid Clean Water Act regulation and simply comply with some other guidelines issued by the Coast Guard.
Noah Hall is a professor at Wayne State University. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.